Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues. There's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life? We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, 'cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Dwarves taking turns doing handstands on the carpet.
We're on.
Are we on the air? Oh, I didn't hear the applause. I didn't know. Talking about. Oh, okay.
What the hell?
I got new shit. I got new music. Yeah, I was getting hate mail from hip hop purists. Like, yo, how you don't have the guy to rap and all that, you know, stupid shit. But I got Rakim. You know, this is song's near and dear to my heart. What's going on, though? Welcome to the Emotion Picture Radio Show. And I am one third of your host, this is Victoria. And I'm here. It's me and my Uncle Ray right here, Paul's Necessary. You know that Ray and nephew. So in about 6 minutes, it's going to be a pretty interesting show.
It's already interesting. I think you've been on that Uncle Ray for a minute.
Yo, I have this song in my head, man. My hip hop purist. There's a song from like the 80s, like 86. And it go, are we on the air? So if anyone knows what that song is, maybe Salt and Pepper, hit us up 323-657-1479. You find me. And to my left is hailing from the mean streets of Clearwater and Far Rockaway and all that good shit. Opa-locka.
Opa-locka,
whatever it's called. Boston.
Opa-locka, you had it right. It's your girl Jazz. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. What's up?
I want a new song. This is bullshit.
Oh, see. I get a new song. You
want
a new song.
I want a new song. You drink it, Uncle
Ray.
I'm drinking
Absolute.
You going to
hear about the song back in the day. You going to have the truth.
Yeah. Olu, can you dedicate a new song to me next week?
But what are you chasing? Wait, are you chasing jazz or are you drinking straight?
No, this is the emotion picture. No chasing.
Okay. No milk, no juice, no ice.
No. I like it room temperature, straight up.
That's what I fuck with you.
Yes. Thank you, Olu. So is it just us?
I think I don't know what Shah's, but we're gonna hold it down for Shah.
Okay.
And before we start, are you taking that one shot? Or are you shooting with me? We can have Olu play the doorbell. We'll take a shot for every caller we got.
Let me go.
That'd
back to the bar. Okay. Sounds
okay,
good.
Okay.
So if you guys want to see the emotion picture.
Whoa.
There we go.
All right. Shot. I'm going to take
Is that
my.
Our
hold
signal?
On. Hold on. Wait, hold on. I'm going to take my. Hold on.
Okay. Is that our signal for a shot?
Yeah, that was the signal. Take a shot. Yeah.
All right, I'm with you. So, okay, if you want to hear your host get drunk tonight, you got to call in. So let's get the number out now before we fuck up. What is it?
323-657-1419.
Okay. And
what
for
is
those
that noise?
Of you who have, I don't
Yo.
Know, but, hey.
Oh, is that Shaw?
It
yeah,
is Shaw.
I'm cooking.
How was you drinking tonight?
You drinking Shaw?
Last night was mad real. I don't think I'm drinking tonight.
Yeah.
What? You better get some water or something.
For me to you.
You taking shots
you
tonight?
You doing
shots? Yeah.
You doing shots, bro. We got the Rain Nephews cracking. You got the
absolute
cracking.
Where y'all at?
In our respective city.
We live in the studio. So that's what's going on. Where you
but we
want to
feel
oh.
close tonight. We want to feel close. So go get
you're
some.
You're going in there losing.
I got a drink
okay.
right here.
All right. What
so
is it?
Olu will let us know when it's time for us to take a shot. And if you want to get drunk, you can
right?
meet your host.
Yeah, and in the chat room, y'all, was it? Well, in the chat room, you let us know who you think is going to get twisted. It ain't going to be me.
Okay, and oh, Rusty Taylor says, is liquor in the emotion picture fitness diet? We're not chasing it with any sugary drinks. Oh, I guess I got to let our listeners know that the emotion picture listeners are on a 30.
You get stitches, Rusty.
The emotion picture listeners are on a 30-day fitness challenge, and we've been doing an excellent job. We're in the first week, and fuck it, I'm celebrating, but I'm not mixing it. You don't see me putting any soda and all that. I'm keeping it 100% organic. So, yeah, we're good.
Who's drinking Ray's nephew?
That's me.
Yeah,
wow.
Ray's nephew over there.
I'm not driving. What?
I'm impressed.
So I have one, maybe two drinks, and I'm an alcoholic. Now, if you know what that's from, you win in a prize. What movie is that from? Got 323-657-1479. I'll say it again. What? So
you
have one, maybe two drinks, and I'm an alcoholic. But,
alcoholic.
So what's going on?
A thousand is never enough. But, okay, in Ratchetville, you know, we have our segment, Unconfirmed Rumor Reports. All right. Apparently, I didn't know this. Y'all probably knows this. This is a basketball player named Daniel Booby Gibson.
Yes.
You know, I'm not judging him. All right. Who do you play for?
He plays for Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay, no doubt. All right. I saw him play. So, apparently, he's married to Keisha Cole. Well, they're getting divorced.
Yeah,
like
my ex.
They're getting
so,
divorced
right
already?
Before, you surprised? I mean, after
they
go down, too. Yeah.
They just had a reality show.
Check it out. See, and this is why you tune into Motion Picture. I'm about to drop it to you right now. Now, right before Valentine's Day, so-called Valentine's Day, Keisha Cole tweeted, show a girl you don't care and she will chase you. Show a woman you don't care and she will replace you. And then with more Swift ghetto poetry, she says, if you leave without a reason, don't come back with an excuse. So, you know, first she's dissing Michelle on Twitter. And Booby Gibson, he just responded with Valentine's pictures of them, you know, in happier times. And he put some loving tweets. And Frankie got into it.
Frankie tweeted,
and I quote, we don't use the N-word here, but Frankie said, I never liked that nigga anyway. And there's a quote. That's why I fucked his father. And now, I have a screenshot of that tweet, but it has been since deleted. I don't know, maybe she stole it out. But again, this is an unconfirmed rumor. But don't nobody sue me. Don't kick my ass. I'm just saying what they wrote for me to say. All right, so here we are. What kind of name is Booby? I don't know, but
Damn, I don't put
it past
Frankie, though.
Ja, that's great. I just want to, a little segue, right? Okay, you know I'm not into the foosball and all that, right? But I was in the lounge last night celebrating a friend's birthday, and I got a little caught in the slam dunk contest, right?
Right, right.
Yo, what's up with these dudes missing all their dunks? Like, I remember back in the day, you know what I'm saying, dudes is making their dunks straight off the top. How do dudes miss, you know, three dunks and still get perfect scores? What's up with that shot?
What's happening is the main dudes that's supposed to be in it, the people that are used to the spotlight, are not participating. So you got these dudes that don't play on one of the biggest stages ever, and the bright lights are hitting them, and they get nervous. That's that's mainly what it is. Because people like LeBron James don't want to enter the dunk contest. Why don't LeBron James want to enter?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's scared. At this point, I think he just don't want to lose. So it's like,
yo, I'm mad. I thought y'all had the answer. I was waiting for that shit too.
It was crazy though.
I'll hit his peoples up and see what they say. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No doubt. We got connection here. But it was my first time watching that shit in years. And it was just surprising me that dudes just wasn't, and they were laughing and shit. Because, you know, back in the day, it was like a Dominique Wilkins. Dudes was doing their thing.
Yeah,
but,
terrible last night. Terrible.
Don't we have a sports show coming up?
I was just going to mention that. We were supposed to have had a sports show, but the host, he, I don't know what happened to him. So if you'd like to do a sports show on our channel, you can hit us up, theemotionpicture @gmail.com, and let us know your idea for the sports show. All right.
And isn't today Michael Jordan's birthday? Is it today?
Fuck Michael Jordan. I don't know, though.
Why are you coming at Mike like that? We wanted to get a reaction out of you.
I don't even want to get into that, but you know what I'm saying? From all accounts and from hearing him speak, he's not a cool person. Shit. He ain't a nice person.
Oh, okay. Well,
like,
salute
to his basketball skills and shit, but Jordan's an asshole. Anyway, today's show. Today's show is Know Your Role, all right, is masculine men's that thing of the past.
God damn it.
Right. We got
everybody. Yes, we do.
I hope you're drinking, Sha. Sha, what are you drinking?
I got peach vodka.
This.
I'm sorry, I'm not talking it out.
He over there drinking. You know, this is perfect for tonight's show. You over there drinking peach flavored Ciroc. You know what? Okay, let's take this shot.
Someone ordered. Hold on, shot. Okay, hold on.
Listen, man, y'all don't know what I did last night. I went in.
Salute.
With the Coca Loso? Come on, son.
Nah, B. Nah.
Go ahead. Take that peach flavored sherbet to the head. Okay, who's on? Is someone called in? Someone online?
Wait, no.
You can't outbreak me, so I wasn't
going
to
talk about it. Hold on. Dad is hearing doorbells. No, Dad. No one called in.
Yeah, 646-571.
Do we want to let him in or what? You said they wait.
Let him in.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's finally calling early. Hello?
Call us 646-571.
Drake.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is C, the booking agent.
Oh, C, what's
hey,
going on, C?
What's going on? I just called him because I want y'all to get fucked up because I'm at work.
Nobody loves us. Well, you
so
know,
I gotta drive home, man.
I can't get fucked up. But you know what? It's for a good cause. It's for charity tonight. Every shot, we giving $1 to UNICEF, I believe. That's what they told me. I don't know.
Not to the strippers. We did that last night. Yeah, we paid the college funds, like, straight up last night. That's what Josh's talking about.
This is for Jazz's kids' college fund.
Yeah, we got to do our weekly community charity stuff, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So keep calling, guys.
But anyway,
thanks for listening, especially at work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at work, You know what I mean? I'm here by myself, but I still don't want nobody to come in here and bother me about being on my phone. But y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I'm loving the jokes and the energy. Keep it going back and forth, man. Drink up, drink up.
All right, brother.
Thanks, peace.
All right, so, peace.
Okay, so tonight's show.
So, metrosexuality, skinny jeans, and all that. This was kind of influenced by Lord Jamar of Brand Nubian. He had a song called Lift Your Skirt Up. And he spoke about Kanye West wearing a skirt or a kilt, whatever it was, saying that it had no place in hip-hop, and kind of broke down, like, the history of effeminate wear in hip-hop, whatever. So we wanted to get him on the show. They declined. That's cool, though. You know, it wouldn't be the first time. And here we are, right? So, Jazz, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Men in kilts. I'm not going to say a skirt. I'm going to say kilt.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not Scottish. How do you feel about that? I know you're very progressive.
Well, I got to be aggressive.
No, you're progressive. Hold on. Jazz right now, we call the third ear. That is the third ear right now. But I know that you're a progressive.
I heard aggressive. My neck started rolling. Eyes started going back in my head, and my finger went up. But men with kilts, not feeling it. Like, as just a regular fashion statement, no.
That's easy access,
what? Yeah, so is a zipper.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think that I'm perfectly okay with women staying in dresses and skirts and. Occasionally
wow.
with, you know, pants and shorts and men wearing pants. I don't want to go on a date and we both have a skirt on. I don't want to do that. I don't like the way it looks.
But you can both have pants on, though.
Yeah, we can. But you know what? I'm a woman that I actually like to wear skirts and dresses, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably have more dresses and skirts than, and I don't like wearing sneakers. I mean, I wear them just to work out, but I'm not really... I like women, clothing for women. I think we look
nice.
You are
going to get so much hate mail. You will get all hate mail from the feminists.
I don't care. I mean, I think that men should have the right to wear skirts and dresses, and women should have the right to wear pants and construction boots and whatever else they want to. But you asked what my taste is, and I do not want to go on a date with a man in a skirt. I don't want to share my clothes.
It should be noted that during World War II, women wore their husband's pants or trousers while they took on the jobs of the men who were at war. And in the 1970s, the Asquin pants became fashionable for women. And that's where it all started. I'm not saying anything wrong with the pants. I'm just saying that's where it all started. So,
and there was a need for it then. But I don't really think it's that much of a big deal. You just asked my preference, and I prefer men to wear pants or shorts.
So if a man wears a skirt, is he gay?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think people do certain things for attention, and some people go an extra mile for it. I think that maybe he's attention-seeking, or he is, you know, extremely... progressive.
let me ask you,
I know
you,
that whole metrosexual thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I want to ask Sha. Sha, are you there? Jumped?
No.
My chair.
Sha dropped off.
He fucked up on that peach juice, whatever you're drinking.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask Shaw what he thought.
Maybe
well,
he went to
I
go
do
and take
know...
off.
Don't say it. What did you just say? You say it again? I don't want you to say it again.
That maybe he went to go and take his kilt off?
Man, it is no. Yo, I hope I never drop off the call because I don't know what kind of venom you would be spitting at me.
Stay on the damn call then.
Well, are you serious?
Get your glass.
Glass?
Who got
a glass?
Are you drinking out the bottle?
Of course.
This show is about knowing your role. I'm a masculine man. What are you talking about? Shot glass.
Oh, okay, well, I know my role, and I'm drinking out of a shot glass. Toast.
Is some Puerto Rico shot glass with a little frog on it? Who's that? Who's it?
Coqui. Who's on?
Yeah, call it 917-200.
Yo.
Yo.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's Mace. What's going on, good people?
Who that?
Hey, how are you?
It's Mace Monster. What's going on, good people?
It's Mace. Hey, Mace, you have a lot to say
about this. What's going on, Mace? Thank you.
Okay,
what's up? Well, we
have to take a shot in your honor, Mace, so give us a moment. Vic, get the bottle.
I took two.
Here we go.
Well, I take a shot.
Yeah.
I've
been preaching to these young boys all the time, man, about them skinny jeans. That's not the move at all. And I think, you know, the whole thing with dudes trying to be prettier than their girl, I'm not feeling that at all, man. Like I said, I came up in the 90s. My pants was too big, never too small. You know what I mean? And I think that has a lot to do with fathers not being around to raise their children. You know, when you got dudes raised by women, they start picking up feminine qualities. You know what I mean? And then you got females who all their best friends are gay. You know what I'm saying? And then dudes like, oh, well, if I'm a little bit like him, then I could get more shorty. You know what I mean? I think just the society as a whole, man, I'm not digging that at all. My sons are too young to wear these skinny jeans, but if they was old enough, I wouldn't allow them to wear them skinny jeans. I'm not feeling that look at all. You know, dudes getting their eyebrows shaped up. You know what I mean? I'm a masculine man. I don't walk around all ashy and all of that. You know, I keep my hair cut, but every now and then I let my beard grow. I'm a grown man. I get the fuzzy face. I don't have to be pretty 24/7. You know what I mean? I'm not putting foundation on to cover, you know, little bumps or whatever that dudes. I'm seeing dudes with a foundation. Like, come on, be
they be putting, really?
Yeah.
They're wearing makeup now? And they're not gay.
This dude on some real super pretty. Yeah, he just think you that pretty. Like, B, you going past borderline pretty, man.
But if you're that pretty, you don't need makeup. At least that's how it works for us women.
Well, my thing is, like, yo, why
you went somewhere else
with the dress? Longer than your girl to get dressed? Like, there's something wrong with that. If you in the mirror more than your girl. Yeah, I don't like that at all, man. I don't like that. That's a terrible thing.
So
now, would you assume that everybody who does that is a homosexual?
Not at all. I don't think they all homosexual. I just think, you know, when people in the media or so-called celebrities do something, a lot of children emulate that and think it's cool. I'm so anti what the public do, I've never even tasted Ciroc. If I hear somebody rap about something, I don't want to do it. I will not wear it because I'm not going to follow the trend. If I wasn't doing it before they said it, I'm not going to do it because they said it, you know?
Okay.
That's just me. I'm not a follower at all, you know what I mean? So people are like, yo, you got to try that Ciroc in this. Nah. Hypnotic was popping. I never had that. I tried Hypnotic one time, and I threw up. So I'm just not a trend follower, and that's how I raise my sons. Don't do something because everybody else do it. If you like it, fine. But don't tell me you like it just because all your friends doing it now, you like it. Nah, if you weren't liking it before them, then I don't want to hear that. You know what I mean?
I have to ask you a question, though, Mace. How did you throw up on Hypnotic? Like, what was that? It got you twisted?
I'm not into real fruity drinks, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'm
not into that fruity stuff, man. If I'm a drink, son, I'm getting a Long Island iced tea. I'm getting a whiskey sour. You know what I mean? I'm not into all these new fruity drinks and all this name brand drinks. Yo, dude, let me get a scotch on the rocks. I'm so old school, B. You know what I mean? Let me get a rum and coke. I'm not going ordering a superhero. I'm not getting, you know, Captain America. You know, what's that? Let me get a shot of that Jack Daniels, man. Let me get a Long Island iced tea top shelf. You know, that's just me, though.
So, but does that for women, does that make us, like, less feminine? Because every drink that you mentioned, I actually like myself, and now I'm starting to wonder, like, I wear pants, and I like those.
No, that's
should I be ordering fruity drinks, or are people going to get the wrong idea about me?
No, but I think women should order fruity drinks. Now, if you're with me, and I'm getting the scotch on the rocks, you getting the scotch on the rocks, I'm like, wow, shorty taking it like that? You know what I mean?
Okay.
If I'm chilling and we out and Vic be like, and I go to the bar and Vic like, let me get a sex on the beach. I'm like, yo, my dude was good.
Double standards, I see. But I'm okay with these double standards that we're talking about right now.
Listen,
I'm okay with
that. That's not a double standard to me. That's a man staying in a man's lane. You know,
okay.
If back in the day, men were in one room having conversations and women were in another. You know? That's not a double standard. Men spoke cigars. Cigarettes were made for women. Those are cigarettes. Like, people don't even realize that, you know?
Wow. That's enlightening.
Hello? It is very much so. Well, Mace, thank you so much for calling in. It sounds like somebody else would like to see us get drunk. Would you miss, Shot?
I kind of tuned out as soon as I heard the sour and whiskey.
Basically, you don't order gay drinks. Don't get your eyebrows arched, and your pants should not be skinny. Like, it's unacceptable.
Nah.
And
no, I just saw in the store they had extra skinny jeans. What the hell is extra skinny jeans? You know what I mean?
Women
shouldn't
even wear
extra skinny jeans.
Are you coming up for the battle,
Mace?
What happened?
You coming up for the battle?
Yeah, yo. Good thing you brought that up. I'm trying to come up next month. I'm going to make a weekend up because I got to come up there and see my seed. So I'm going to definitely be up there from like a Friday to a Sunday. When I get my dates together, I'm going to definitely keep y'all posted.
All right. We're going to get up, and the first round's on me, but I'm not buying nothing that has an and in it. No Coke to your rum, no juice to your scotch, none of that shit. No chasers,
nah, you know,
no
like I said,
mixes.
I get a whiskey sour, you know, some scotch on the rocks, Long Island iced tea.
I can't.
That's about the only mixed drink I drink is the Long Island iced tea.
Olu, who we got next, Olu?
Yo.
Thanks for calling, sir.
When you become such a hard drinker, huh?
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, 917.
Today.
531.
Yo.
Yo, who's this?
Yeah, I just remain anonymous. You know, it's my first time calling in, but
you better make up a name because I'm not taking no drink to Mr. Anonymous. Make up a name.
You ain't taking no
drink.
All right, we'll just say D. Just say D.
Okay, D. All right,
we're
taking
a shot. Nah, D. A-G-D-D. D. Just D. What up, Vic?
Okay, we drinking a D.
What's going on?
Not much. I just had to chime in and step up for myself because, you know, my man that called in before was trying to diss the Diddy drink, man. That's not a good drink, my dude. I'm not a personal Coco Loso dude, but that red berry and cranberry will put you on your ass, man. I go out, I do my Jack, I do Johnny Walker, I could do Scotch, Cognac, all of that. But, you know, don't sleep on the Diddy. Don't sleep on the Diddy. So I just wanted to chime in on that. I don't want people looking at me sideways when I get that red berry and cranberry.
I heard somebody say pause. Yeah. Now, that you, sir?
Yeah, that was me.
So is this the way to figure out a download, brother?
Yeah.
Take them to the bar? Is this the best way for us to figure out men?
I'm not ordering
any
whiskey sours.
I thought this was about clothes.
I'm fully against that skinny jean bullshit that's going on. Pardon my French, but yeah, that really needs to stop.
My brother. So you go to a bar though, and you say, let me get the berry with some cranberry, with a straight face and shit. Okay.
With a straight face. Yeah, let me get that red berry with a splash of cranberry. Absolutely. I have no problems with that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna order Coco Loso, and I have yet to try that peach. But yes, I will order red berry and cranberry, absolutely.
Well, Shot drinking that peach right now. Shot, are you
it's not the rock.
What is it?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I have a wide selection of liquor right here.
But you taking
I drank
it
a lot
light
last
tonight.
Night. I am taking it light. I have Long Island iced tea. I have Hennessy VSOP. I got all types of. I got Bubba Coot, the rum, Haitian rum, Patron.
No party at Shot's crib.
April 26th. It's not a big deal to me. Like, I can drink people under the table. That's not a big deal to me. I want to talk about the kilt and, you know.
Right. And arching of the eyebrows. You don't arch the eyebrows. D, Do you guys arch your eyebrows? Anybody on here? Any when you go get a shape up?
I got two eyebrows.
What are you doing? That's no bueno. That's no bueno.
No, but don't be talking about where they do that at, because you know that there are men walking around here that get their eyebrows shaped up, and I know they do.
I personally don't know anybody like that.
I don't know him either.
Well, you really think that his eyes are natural, like his eyebrows are naturally perfect like that? They're not. At the barber, you guys
need to
do it.
Who gave this to a man's eyebrows like that? I'm not looking at no man's eyebrows like that.
Calm down, gentlemen.
Like, yo, son, yo, your eyebrows is real?
For real, what kind of chapstick is that? Yo, like, come on, for real?
Yo, we passed the check just now. That was a check.
Okay, but listen, guys, seriously, the men are doing it because I have a very low haircut, and when I go to the barber, first of all, I notice the sign. It says, like, haircut, shape up, and eyebrows. Okay, so they're offering the service to men.
Right.
And they ask. I see them ask the guys at the thing, like, you know, you want your eyebrows shaped up, and some say no, and some say yes. And I kind of feel a little, you know, a little funny about that.
No, but real talk, though,
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. If you got a unibrow, then you have the right to shape up your eyebrows.
Yeah.
I was going to say that right there. If you got a unibrow, shape your eyebrows, my dude. Live life. You know what I'm saying? Be happy. But besides that, I don't know.
Okay, so under the brow and making the arch a little higher, like that is a sign that, you know, women should kind of be like, this is kind of going to a little bit beyond metrosexual.
No, they could go together, right?
Say it again?
They could go together, hand of a boo, and get their eyebrows, nails, their toes, you know.
Okay, you just mentioned something else, the nails. I see when I go and get my nails done, I see men there. And, you know, I don't want to assume anyone is gay, but I don't want to leave with him either. I just feel a little uncomfortable. We're sitting, you know, chair to chair getting our feet rubbed on by Mei Ling. I don't know how should I feel about that, guys?
Well, you know, there's some men get, I mean, I don't do it. Let me say that from Jump Street. But there are some men who do get their manicures. I know a couple of men get their manicures. You know, is what it is.
And badly needed a manicure.
I always did my man's his nails and his feet, like
behind closed doors.
Yeah. Because I wanted, like, I didn't want his feet scratching me under the covers. I didn't want his nails to be unkept. And, you know, I wanted him to touch me in very intimate ways. And I didn't want, like, dirty nails or, you know, to get scratched or whatever. So I would do them. I have no problem doing that. But I didn't want to go with him to the shop. Like, I never made that suggestion.
Nothing wrong with doing it in the crib, but.
Okay. At home is okay.
I don't really think this is about finding out who's homo and who's hetero. To me, looking at Kanye wear the kilt and now he wants to take it offline. I saw ASAP Rocky in a long. He said it was a long shirt, but it was obviously a dress. You know, even when I posted the Kanye pic and I was like, "Yo, y'all co-signed this?" Everybody was like, "Oh, that's old. That's from the Watch the Throne tour." And
it
I was like, "So, like that makes it better?" Because I didn't know he did that. My thing is, if they begin to normalize feminine clothes, and not just hip-hop, and everyday wear, because the youth see this. They look up to these guys. So when they see Lil Wayne come on stage with no shirt on and his pants all the way down, his underwear showing, it becomes standard. And we let these things seep into the youth and the culture, and now we have a problem not just knowing who's homo. Like, man and woman, it's a gender mix.
Yeah. Well, let me say this, Sha. Like, we had a caller that talked about the 90s and shit, but in the 90s and our day, you know, dudes were wearing pink and neon green and all that shit.
No,
No, I'm talking about the 90s. Dudes was wearing pink in the 90s, son. They had a lot of dudes had the acid wash, pink Guess jeans, and dudes rocking neon green pacifiers and shit. Columbia's had, you know, the whole inside was pink. And that wasn't seen as being soft.
That's a color, though, man. I mean, I was leery about Diddy when they did that whole pink thing. Like, that, to me, was definitely showing that they was on the other side at some point. But
So I have a question though. When does it go from being a trend, or you know, men being expressive? And I'm kind of like you, Shia. Like in the big scheme of things, it's really not a big deal. But to it actually coming down to being a role issue, to you know, it being that men aren't doing the things that you know we've expect them to do. You know, like for example, it's kind of hard nowadays to find men that can fix things, like really fix. You know, a car or vacuum cleaner, you know, like work with their hands. And that's something that's still an expectation of women. At least I think it is. It is for me. And it's kind of disappointing.
Well, that's like saying you expect a woman to cook.
Right. No, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And it becomes disappointing to the opposite sex. So what happened? Like skinny jeans didn't do it. Something else happened.
Well, I can't
think
shit.
Means it out.
Will and Grace? I don't know. But
Will and Grace
did it? It's not just that. It's reality TV. It's a lot of things just being normalized right in front of our face. They try to make the gay struggle the black, like the black struggle, and it's not. Legalizing marriage, it's crazy.
Well,
but see, I don't even have a problem with that. Like, it's okay for people to be gay. That's their right. I have no problem with that. But it's with heterosexual people that, you know, we're not getting our needs met. The opposite sex is not getting their needs met because something is missing. What's that something? How do we get it back?
Testosterone. But before Shai gets his fire ablazing, we're going to pay a few bills real quick. And we're going to be back and open the phone lines again and call 323-657. Wait, is that right?
Oh,
yeah, that's right. 1479. 323-657-1479. Now, a word from our sponsors.
Crying night after night over your ex? Constantly calling and hanging up before they can answer? Still don't know why this is happening to you? Breaking up is hard to do. Why do it alone? Hire the Emotion Picture Closure Team. The Emotion Picture Closure Team will interview your ex. That's right. Interview your ex as soon as 1 hour and as late as 5 hours after the breakup. We'll find out all the things they never told you, including, was it really them and not you? Is it somebody else? What will happen to the plans you made together? And plain old-fashioned, what went wrong? Not only will we deliver these answers and more, but we'll paraphrase in a tone that's easier to digest. Ask for our cold turkey package, where our specialists will come to your home and erase their numbers, text messages, and X-rated pictures from your phone, block them and any mutual friends you may have on social media, and perform our patented pheromone removal service. If you call now, we will have our resident licensed clinical social worker slap sense into you. Don't live in your ex's shadow anymore. Call the Emotion Picture Closure Team, Sunday, 8 p.m. to 9 at 323-657-1479 or log on to www.theemotionpicture.com.
If living is without you, I can't feel, I can't give
Seriously.
So, now,
yep.
Back to the bonfire. remember when Dave Chappelle was speaking about, and this is, I think it's true as well, that all of the great black actors have played or encouraged play roles in drag. So,
yes.
Sha. Oh, shit. So you agree with that?
That's
real. Black, though. It's not just black, though. I think that...
It's not, but going back to Flip Wilson, and he just
look
mentioned...
Look
I think they
Tom
making...
Hanks, though. Tom Hanks plays...
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I don't think it's just black. We're not just talking about black men here, so...
Right.
I do think... Yeah, Tom Hanks had a TV show, right? With Bosom Buddies or something.
Yeah,
like
Bosom Buddies. Yeah, he played his dress, dude.
And Robin Williams. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Tyler Perry is the modern day version. Tyler Perry made a fortune off of being a woman.
Right, right.
And Martin and Big Mama's House.
Oh, yeah. Big franchise.
Yeah.
franchise.
Yeah, so Dave Chappelle said they stepped to him, wanted him to put on a dress, and he wouldn't do it. And I don't blame him.
Now, I got a text from somebody, and either one of you can answer. Someone says, who cares? Let me ask y'all, how does it affect you personally, or does it affect you personally if you see a man who is dressing what we would call feminine?
Well, I'll answer. It doesn't. It's, you know, it's more or less to me, it's an eyesore. It's just like me seeing a man that's dressed, you know, poorly in one way or another. It's just, you know, something that I don't prefer. So, no, it doesn't affect me personally. But I think the deeper issue that we're trying to get to about role, that does affect me. It does. And we'll get into it a little bit further. Shaw, does it have any effect on you? Would you not work with someone because of the attire that they're wearing?
I think the way it affects me is I'm always thinking about the future, man. I'm always thinking about the next generation. I'm looking at around kids, and I think about it. You got daughters. They running into guys that they can shop at the same store growing up. That's just not cool, man. I mean, I just don't think it's good. I think it has a negative long-term outcome. But does it personally affect me? I just don't think. I mean, I'm not affected by seeing Kanye in a kilt or Diddy in a kilt. It's just the music that I love, I think, gets affected.
Whose background is that?
I don't know.
Is the computer on? Do we still got somebody on the line?
Whose background is that?
I think so. I think we need to mute these lines.
Can you cut that?
It's muted.
Okay, thank you. So Claudus in the chat room says the key word is that it's a generation thing. It's all a generation thing. So, Claudus, I mean, please feel free to call in because you've been making a few points in the chat room. Because when he says it's a generation thing, do you mean it's just something for this generation, or do you mean it's something that we need to be concerned about moving forward? Don't type your answer. Call in the number.
I don't know, because 323-657-1479. Well, you know, like you have ASAP Rocky, right? And he dresses how he dresses. Then you have a Joey Badass, who dresses nothing like that. So I wouldn't really say it's a generation thing, personally. That's my thing. Like, for every five young men I see with very tight jeans on, you know, exposing their boxes, or the ass, I see dudes doing the opposite, you know, the same age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see that. I see every kid sagging. Like,
well, you know, all due respect to you, you live in Atlanta. You know, you live in Central. You live in headquarters, so, you know.
I mean, even in New York.
Sagging is sagging, but I mean, well, skinny jeans and sagging and just regular, you know, sagging. And not showing your ass is, I think, two different things. Like, my belt, don't be tightly on my waist myself and shit.
So I have a question to pose to you guys. When we were proposing this show, we asked, you know, what are some of examples of a masculine man and what are some examples of a metrosexual male? And some of the responses that we received for a masculine male, I'll kind of talk about them first, was number one on the list is DMX, which happens to be one of my favorite, Denzel Washington, Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson, and Method Man. And let me just say, Dwayne Johnson was in a movie, The Tooth Fairy.
With the dress on.
The
Rock.
And you know, that, well, he's
come on
this list.
Look how he's doing his eyebrow and shit. What are you so curious about?
Okay.
I don't know about this list right here.
Hang on.
The Rock
these
is not
are examples
masculine.
Of. But, you know, these are examples of masculine men. And Method Man was one of them. So DMX
and
Denzel Washington.
Method Man is rumored to be with Redman. So continue.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Let's not go there. That's not true.
Okay.
Not true.
Dwayne Johnson and Method Man. So we have
stimuli.
These
What?
We have these guys.
I ain't say it. They gonna think it was me, goddammit. I ain't say that shit.
Hey, that's just rumors, man.
Okay, yeah, unconfirmed rumors. Those need to go at the beginning of the show, though. But and then some famous examples of metrosexual men: David Beckham, Prince, who I think is asexual, Lenny Kravitz, Kanye West, and Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell,
which I don't know. I probably wouldn't have put him
on.
What
is that noise?
But, okay. I don't know. So those are examples of masculine versus metrosexual men. And then there was a question asked by one of our listeners is how do men walk a fine line? Wait, let me actually go back. They wanted to know what is women's contribution to men being emasculated? So, you know, what role do women play in men coming up on this metrosexual male list? Or like the men that Shah is explaining, you know, that walk around Atlanta with their skinny jeans on and their boxers showing. Or the men that I see getting their pedicures with their, by themselves, really, and getting the clear polish on top.
Ain't no daddy.
I feel like,
no daddy, okay.
No daddy there. No examples.
For example?
I said no examples. No examples of us.
No example. Oh, okay. My thing, I don't know about no daddies, but my thing is that there was a time where, like, pretty boys ruled, you know what I'm saying, that women didn't want you to have Timbs and fatigues and stuff. It was kind of, like, grown. I don't really want to blame Jay too much, you know what I'm saying, but like certain things that screened masculinity as far as fashion kind of started getting shunned, you know what I'm saying? And now we say that, that's not grown. You know, this is grown. It's grown to wear, you know, this size, and it's immature to wear the other size. And even like, you know, me, I have dreads, whatever. You know, there's a time where it's like, oh, no, you have to have, you know, whatever, you know, clean cut, or, you know, you have to have waves. And I think, I mean, you know, much love to my brothers with the waves and shit, but goddamn, you know, I see some of these dudes, man, they walk with the brush, you know what I'm saying? They do-rag is always on. Like, you know, I think some people who are obsessed with the waves, it almost becomes like certain women. I'm not going to say you feminine because you got waves, but some people, they just go overboard with it, you know. But that's what women like, and men, you know, we do what women like. Not all women, but there are a lot of women who like that, though. You know, you happen to be different. You like more so roughneck shit, but you know that's not what's popping and shit.
Okay, fair enough. So ladies, we can't.
Speaking of waves,
you know,
gay.
Man
was gay. So,
yeah, I know, right?
Waves are not gay. Waves are not gay, but do you know it? Come on, man, all day.
Now I know what you mean.
When
I had waves, it was definitely I had to pay attention to like brushing, and it felt unnatural to me because I went overboard to like, you know, make it happen. It definitely felt like some type of beautifying, you know, extra work that I wasn't used to.
That you should have been busy learning how to fix something.
Listen, man.
I had a blowout before.
For everybody that says that, there's a girl out here that can't cook.
That's true.
Doesn't do some other.
And they empanadas tonight.
You know, I see a lot of dirty toilets and tubs. You know what I'm saying? Like it's.
I really do like traditional. I really do like traditional roles, but I have to say because, I think that this is, you know, a part of women's contribution to some extent too, because I have to do certain things. I've learned to do them. I learned to do them well, and it is a little bit difficult to turn those things back over to a male. So, great. Saved by the bell. Grab
your glasses.
What's
funny? Well, take your shot. I was just thinking, you can't even get into a club, you know what I'm saying, dressed a certain way, like now, my man, you got to have, you know, two sizes too small for your jeans. Like, you can't
bottom shoes,
you can't get in with no Timbs no more. you can't have no, like, no moccasins or whatever, you know, you got to have, I mean, hard bottoms, nothing wrong with hard bottoms, but we're talking about, like, the actual jeans, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can wear anything you want on the top and the bottom, but it's like, nah, my man, you gotta have, you know, skinny jeans on, you got to have, you know, straight jeans on. So it's like, in, at least in New York, you can't really socialize in nightlife unless you're conforming to that, you know, so that's that. Taking my drink of my bread.
What about kilts? When you show up in a kilt, do they have a rule for that?
They'll let you in.
What? What if you show up in a kilt?
Kilts can get in the club.
If I let you in? Hell yeah.
Because they're scared that they're going to get in trouble for, like, gay bashing or something. So, guys, bottoms up and let's welcome our caller.
Yo, they want that. You want that in clubs in New York. Anyway, who we got? Who's here?
That tastes good.
Call
Hello?
Him. Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
How are
what's
you?
Up? Who this?
This is Nikki.
Hey,
Nikki. Hey, Nikki, what's going on?
You
what's
just wanted to
on?
Get drunk. You ain't right.
Exactly. Exactly. So, drink. I'll wait.
I have my drink.
I do, too. I'm sweating.
burning calories. See, it's all good. Fitness. I just wanted to drop my 8 cents and then continue with the show. I think, personally, for me, I like the traditional dude. I'm all for that. But it's the fine line of traditional dude where you get the chauvinist. I think on both sides, the women and men, the gender roles have just been blurred. Like Shaw said, women don't know how to cook. Men don't want to get their hands dirty. And for me, I like a dude that is a manly man that's like my father. My father can fix anything, but he looks his best when him and my mom go out, when they've dressed up and look nice. So for me, I want a dude, and maybe that's too much, I want a dude that can do it all. He knows when to wear his Tims and when to wear his hard bottoms. That's just me.
I'm cooking with Tims on right now, son.
It's Sunday. Tims are cool. Go for it.
Making some steak. Got some broccoli in the pan. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm one of those women that my mother taught me how to cook, and I know my place and all that stuff. You know, I'm not opposed to being submissive if he's willing to step up and be the leader. You play the king, I'll play the queen. It's all good.
That's what it is.
I can respect that.
Well, thank you for calling up, Nikki.
And I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to hang up and call back so you guys get ready for your shot. Olu, you better put me in too.
Oh, shit. Rusty talking about I popped the Molly. I'm sweating. No, I'm drinking. I am not. Rusty needs to put him on mute in the chat room.
That's next week's show.
Oh, hell.
Oh, we got another caller?
We got popping Molly's on next week's show.
No, see?
Let him in.
Who this? Oh, Ray and nephews.
Okay,
so we had
cool.
a call.
I'm not taking a shot until I hear the person on the line.
Shout out to all my Jamaicans.
What? Okay, well, while we wait, we received a message that says, the effects of seeing males dress feminine does, after a while, desensitize other men to the point where they're like, oh, that's what so-and-so is wearing? Like, it's okay. So,
normalize.
Okay, yeah. So this caller, I'm sorry, this listener agrees with that. And about, like, men wearing lip gloss, and, like, at some point you're like, oh, he wears lip gloss, so I can wear some cherry lip, you know, chapstick.
You know,
and
can I say something, though? Like, if you look at, and this brings it back to the full circle from the earlier conversation. If you look at, like, pictures of the 80s and the 70s, dudes wasn't wearing no baggy pants or baggy jeans.
Nope,
you know, even Run DMC, who was kind of like the answer to, you know, Melly Mel doing all that weird leather and stud shit, you know what I'm saying, trying to follow Parliament. You know, they had on all black and Adidas and everything, but they had on some real, real straight, you know, skinny jeans. Now, they weren't jeggings, but are we being too analytical about this, about the size, the inseam and the waist size? because
okay, so
a lot of masculine men through the years, you know, wore shit their size, like, you know, tailor fit. And it was nothing wrong with having your shit tailor fit.
And but you know, I don't think that it has so much to do with the appearance as it does that it goes with the behavior that accompanies the appearance. So
okay.
The same person, this is C, who can't call in right now, but he's definitely participating by sending me messages. And he says here that this is an issue with women, that women's role is that we go out and we support people like Lil Wayne, ASAP Rocky, and all, you know, the other ones, Kanye, who've slipped into that feminine, more feminine role, so to speak. And what you said, Vic, is that men do what women like. So you see us supporting these type of artists, then it's kind of like then the men start to emulate the artists. So he says that we might see a shift when we stop going to buy their going to their shows and buying their CDs. So now, great, it's our fault again. It's our fucking fault that you guys are arching your eyebrows and wearing skirts.
Record companies, they push men who play ball. You know, right, Shaq?
Yo, I miss Jay-Z and DMX, for real, from the game. Like, those are two trendsetters that definitely were masculine figures. You know what I mean?
DMX ain't even wear no shirt. He just wore blood. I love him. I love
Yeah, even the whole Wu-Tang era, like, things were grimy, but, you know, it was hood. But
if
nowadays, man,
took care of his kids, he would be definitely on my list of masculine men.
Wait, who was that?
ODB.
ODB? Oh, good Lord.
He didn't take
care of his
kids.
Sure he
All
did.
Of them? You promise?
Yeah. You talking about?
They're gonna do all of them.
That wasn't him? Oh, okay. I thought it was him that was in the rear.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, I mean, OG, no. OG took care of his kids. Rest in peace to him, by the way.
Yes, rest in peace, ODB. Are we drunk? Because...
what is with y'all starting the Wu-Tang rumor tonight, man?
Who said my Wu-Tang?
Oh. Man, Red Man, not... rumor. Yeah, you, Shaq.
Stop.
Hey,
ODB is a deadbeat dad. Oh, my God.
You're trying to get me approached by Raekwon and the goons, man.
But
damn,
if you do,
man,
can you have them on the show? Because I really would like to meet them.
Wow. Raekwon?
Y'all going to sell me out for some coverage, huh?
We can get Master Killer on the show, maybe. Would that work?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Okay.
That is
Come on, guys. Bottoms up. Who's on?
Well, it's Clarence. CJ.
Oh, hey, CJ. How are you?
CJ, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, family? What's good?
Got 2 minutes.
I just wanted to call in and make y'all take a shot real quick.
This is what we have to do for listeners. We have to kill our we have to sacrifice our livers.
Y'all didn't sound drunk enough.
We totally veered off topic. We haven't looked at any of our notes. I think we did well. We're getting.
I looked at my notes. Don't get me in trouble.
Oh, you overachiever! I looked at my notes.
For real. The Ray and FGB having me focused.
Yo,
that's what
that's
that,
brother.
CJ, you began your eyebrows art.
Who?
You.
Me, TJ.
Yeah,
you.
Oh, okay.
Nah,
I know you got that.
Hold on, my brother. Did you dye your beard black and shit?
I got wild gray hairs in it showing my age. You know, I don't arch my eyebrows, no skinny jeans. I'm NY. I will never conform to the way they dress in Georgia. You know, I'm NY till I die all day. Tim's, Gold Domes.
Do you know how to fix some shit though, CJ? Can you fix things?
Oh yeah, all day. My father lives 5 houses from me, so he taught me. If I can't fix it, I go to him. I ask, "Hey, Dad, how you fix this?" And then I'll be right back fixing it. Yeah. So
he has an example.
Oh yeah, I got an example that I could just walk down the block and see, and my kids. They have an example. My son has an example. He sees me. He sees his granddad. You know, it's a generational example here. Don't dress like that.
Yo, Vic, I can't dye my beard when the grays come in?
Now I'm talking about the cats that dye their whole shit, like the Philly style.
Yo, that shit is
the
barber shop.
It
look whack in the barbershop. It be mad dudes, like it be kids lined up with them. What's that stuff called? That black dye.
I don't know, my brother.
Thanks
for calling, though, brother.
All right, thank you, man.
So,
he's got a nice
we
beard.
Out of time,
like
man. That shit went quick. I'm about to drink some water, take some zinc pills, eat some good food, and go out.
I'm about to watch this All-Star game. But then,
I'm go
about
New York.
To drink some water.
Go New York. All right. All right, so we see you all next week.
Good
night. Good night, guys.
Channel 96 presents Men on Film.
Hello, I'm Blaine Edwards.
And I'm Antoine Merriweather.
And welcome to Men on Film.
Today, we're going to look at films on video cassette. Some are male,